This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, October 30th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. President Obama has made good on his pledge to stop raiding medical marijuana facilities, at least those in full compliance with state laws. Obama is not a federalist, though, so what should we take it to mean that federal agents appear to be stepping down, deferring to state authority? Aaron Houston is Director of Government Relations at the Marijuana Policy Project. He visited the Cato Institute last week.
When Obama came into office in January of 2009 and appointed Eric Holder, soon thereafter the White House and the Department of Justice announced the new policy that the president was making good on his campaign pledge to end these DEA raids, which were a senseless use of waste of government resources, and not to mention an extremely heavy-handed enforcement tactic for what are essentially administrative violations of state law in California. So immediately after he announced that in March, after Eric Holder announced the new policy, there was a raid by a conducted basically by the DEA, which was still headed by a Bush holdover, Michelle Leonhardt, who still actually heads the DEA to this day as the interim director, waiting for Obama to make an appointment. And at this point, just a week ago, just several days ago, the written guidelines were released, which memorialize and formalize this policy that was announced back in March, which was greeted with great cheer from our side, because it really is a nod to states' rights, to a certain extent, federalist tendency to give the deference to the state officials and the state laws. So we're very pleased with it.
You mentioned federalism. As I understand it, there's no mention of federalism by President Obama, by his officials. If federalism is at all in play here, it is only as an afterthought for making what I think probably is a pretty reasonable political move to not target people who are sick.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's not addressed at all in the black and white of the memo whatsoever. But I mean, certainly in practice, de facto, you couldn't deny that it is a step towards loosening the very draconian federal stance towards contradictory state laws that we've seen not just during the George W. Bush administration, but also, frankly, during the Bill Clinton administration, which had one of the worst positions on medical marijuana, perhaps worse even than George W. Bush.
Conservatives, I think, are left in sort of a weird position by this. And some of the response that I read from conservatives was particularly striking, given the nature of the of what's actually contained within the policy. These are people who normally would be applauding the federal government for standing down when states want to set rules on their own. But some people were arguing, oh, this is an affront to the rule of law, as if prosecutors, even federal prosecutors, don't have limited budgets and have to apply those budgets across many types of crime and make use of those resources in as efficient and effective way that they possibly can. And it sort of left conservatives, I thought, arguing on behalf of big government, at least when it came to prosecuting crimes that, you know, maybe really aren't deserving those resources.
Well, I like to call Republicans who support the war on marijuana users nanny state liberals. And I know that they don't like that. They don't like that moniker. But it seems like a fair one, given the record. And you know, frankly, you know, anyone who's getting into the lives and the decisions that people make between themselves, between their spouses, between their doctors, whatever it is, you know, we're talking about a certain element of statism, and that's approaching some fairly scary political beliefs. And you know, the Republican Party would do very well for itself to return to some of its Barry Goldwater roots, you know, where conservatives actually meant people who were questioning the role of federal government and big government in a reasonable way, in the exercise of federal power in a reasonable way. That would probably get them more voters than this extremist culture war position that they've taken for so long. And I think you see a lot of people in the Republican Party moving away from that.
Okay, it's clear that President Obama is not a Federalist. He maybe have been a constitutional law professor at one time, but he certainly does not advocate on behalf of the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. But also the actual wording of this memo that you're talking about, Radley Balco had talked about this and said basically, well, what interpretation of state law they're going to use. Some DA had said that hundreds of medical marijuana dispensaries were in violation of the state law, and that
right.
So it would open the door for the feds to come in and do what they would like to do, which is raid these facilities. They said they would not raid facilities that were in compliance with state law but were not in compliance with federal law. So what evidence do we have that the federal government is in fact not leaving itself a whole lot of loopholes here?
Well, luckily we live in a society where we fortunately still have judges who can put checks on the actions of overzealous prosecutors. And I think what you see in the case of LA is very clearly by any reasonable bound of, you know, of logic. I mean, looking at this, you'd have to say that a city attorney or district attorney declaring summarily that 800 medical marijuana dispensaries all are in violation of state law is simply ridiculous. How possibly could that person have that knowledge that in fact each one of them is in violation of state law? And fortunately, and by the way, you know, there is some disagreement out there. There was a dispensary ban recently passed by the city council. A judge said it wasn't proper recently and overturned it. So, you know, there is disagreement among reasonable people out there. And fortunately, we think more reasonable heads are prevailing sometimes. I don't think that federal officials could, with a straight face, go and raid all of those 800 dispensaries claiming that somehow they've had carte blanche to do so because some overzealous prosecutor just declares them to be illegal. Well, he doesn't have that power. It would not be an appropriate basis for them to exercise that power.
Well, appropriate or not, the federal government will use some interpretation of deciding whether or not a state law has been violated. Is there anything in the memo that tells us they're going to wait for a conviction?
Well, no, but at least the memo lays out, at least it does lay out the prospect that there has to be, in fact, violation of state law. The memo does not say, if the LA city attorney says that all 800 dispensaries are illegal, that they can go and get rid. It doesn't say that if some prosecutor says that they're illegal, they're illegal. It says that if there's a violation of state law, then the federal officials can go in. Obviously, this is not perfect, and fortunately, one of our strong champions in Congress, U.S. Representative Sam Farr, a bill that would basically create a protection in federal law, in the U.S. Code, for medical marijuana patients who go into federal court. Currently, there's a gag on federal patients, their caregivers, their doctors. They cannot talk about the fact that their activities, completely legal under state law, are in fact legal under state law. They're not allowed to mention that in federal court right now. So this would actually create a protection, legal protection for people who, because perhaps of ambiguities in the state law, are caught up in the federal net and then are actually allowed to discuss honestly and openly, which they ought to be able to do. And I think most Americans would think already that they have that ability, that defendants in federal court would have the ability to freely mention their completely legal activities under state law. I think most Americans would be outraged at the lack of equity that we currently have. So Congressman Farr's bill would, in our view, correct that injustice.
Aaron Houston is Director of Government Relations at the Marijuana Policy Project. He visited the Cato Institute last week. You can read and see more on drug policy, federalism, and medical marijuana at cato.org.